Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mum drops me off. The youth aid officer said I had to do the course. I wait outside the office and text Lisa. What are you up to? I'm waiting for an answer when this dude wearing brand new sneakers comes in the door. I know they're new because they're white as, the colour of toothpaste. His hair is dark brown with blonde and pink streaks. He looks cool as with that pink in his hair. Got a smoke? He asks. We go around behind the office and light up. We stand there saying nothing, just passing the smoke backwards and forwards. Better go fill in those forms, he says, taking a last drag. His eyes are the same colour as cooking chocolate, the stuff Mum uses to make biscuits. There's a bald guy sitting by the office, strumming a guitar, a woman with streaked blonde hair and an older woman with tats on her chin turn up. WTF, I text Lisa again. Weird. This sucks. An old guy turns up, his hair and moustache covered in grey streaks. Heaps of old-ass people. The tutor comes into the room. No mai, haere mai, welcome, he says. The bald guy plays a song on the guitar. Ahimini, he says. Some of the others know the words and sing too, but the rest of us look at our feet or the whiteboard. The tutor says a prayer in Māori, a karakia, least I know that much. I want you all to keep a journal, he says afterwards. That way you can look back, see how far you've come. This sucks, I text Lisa under the desk. Have to keep a journal, dumbass. Told you, Lisa texts back. What are you up to later? The tutor talks to us in Māori, then tells us about himself in English, says his name is Anaru. Then he tells us we have to do the same. Boring. Don't worry about the reo, though, he says. Just tell us a bit about yourselves, where you're from, who your whānau are, why you're here. Stink. I don't know any of that stuff. My name's Ngaire, one lady says. I'm here for my moko, imere. Her eyes go all misty, like she's going to cry. A younger chick gets up. Celia someone? Says she's here because of her son, Tani. Some of the others get up and know heaps about who they are and where they're from, even the Pākehā ones. Then it's the dude with the pink hair. I'm Polder, he says. Been in a bit of trouble. He looks down at his desk. I live with my koro. He made me come to this course. Cool as. Someone else who doesn't want to be here. My knees shake when I stand up. My name's Meriata. I'm from here. From Waitapu, yeah. Don't know much about my tribe or anything. Nah, I'm here because I have to be. I sit down again. Feels like everyone is looking at me. I pretend to write something in my book, so no one can see how much I'm shaking. Kei te pai, the tutor says. Up to you to find out about your iwi, your hapu, your maunga, your awa and your tipuna. That's your mahi kāinga, your homework. Ask your whānau, your auntie or uncle to help you, and don't forget, write it down, he says. Yeah, right. Can't wait for this dumb course to end. Tuesday. Dumb last night. Had to get up in front of everyone and tell them about myself. Had nothing to tell. Nah, don't want to go back. Thursday. Still dumb. There's about 12 of us. Yeah, mostly Māori. A few Pākehā. The bald guy, Henry, played the guitar and sang heaps of songs. Some of the class, even the Pākehā ones, knew the words. Felt stink. Don't know any of the words to any of the songs. Tuesday. Got there late. Went to Lisa's after Mum dropped me off. Had a smoke, then went back to the course. Mum would go mental if I chucked it in. Anaru's taking us to the river next week. Need to bring shorts and jandals. Boring. He told us the course is full-time in the holidays. We can come every day if we want to. Yeah, right. Tuesday. Didn't go yesterday. Stayed at Lisa's. Mum went psycho the next day. I'm responsible for what happens to you, she yelled. I'm working my butt off and this is what you do. At least I didn't cruise the shop like Lisa wanted me to. It could have been worse, I said. Stay out of trouble, Mum said. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Wednesday. Learnt about Pepeha. Might visit Auntie Lena. Haven't seen her for ages. Friday. Slept in yesterday. The tutor said if I miss any more classes, I'm out. He said heaps of others wanted to do the course, but couldn't because there weren't enough places. It's not too late for someone else to take your place, he said. Monday. Went to the river. Took chairs down on the back of Anaru's ute. We sat on them while he told us about the creation story. How Papa Tuanuku and Rangi Nui were stuck together until one of their sons, Tāne, somebody, separated them. Afterwards, he said nothing for ages. Just stood on the stones by the river, leaning on a stick. The sky clouded over, and we kept waiting for him to say something, but he didn't. All you could hear was the river flowing over the rocks. Yeah, that's when I heard a whisper and felt someone's breath on the back of my neck. When I turned around, there was no one there. Wednesday. Started our artwork. Collected all these rocks and leaves and stuff when we went to the river. He wants us to make a model of our marae, our mountain and our river. Whatever. Visited Auntie Lena on Monday night. She hugged me so tight I couldn't breathe. Haven't seen her for ages. Asked her about my pepeha. She said what I felt at the river was our tipuna. Yeah. Lisa texted me again last night. Wants me to go hang out at her place next week. Stay the night and cruise the next day. Miss all the cool things we used to get up to. Tuesday. Anaru is taking us to his marae for a weekend to learn about porphyry. Haven't been to a marae since I was a little kid. Dad used to take us sometimes until all this shit happened and he took off. We have to learn waiata. Marama, the woman with the moko, and Ngaire are doing the karanga. Anaru asked me to learn too, in case one of them can't make it, or if they forget on the day. Might go see Auntie Lena again. Ask her about karanga. Wednesday. Got into trouble last night. Went to Woolworths with Lisa. Watched outside while she filled her backpack with stuff. Yeah, I was her lookout. Bumped into someone on purpose so she could get away. But she got caught. She's in deep shit now. So am I. Don't know what will happen. Mum didn't go psycho this time. She just went all quiet and said, I don't know what to do with you, Mere. I just don't know. Don't know what's going to happen now. Might as well go back to the course. Nothing better to do. Tuesday. Polder hasn't been for ages. His koro came looking for him. No one knows where he is. I miss his smiling face and his pink hair. Thursday. Saw Lisa last night. She's going to stay with her auntie in Wellington. There's a rumour going round she's pregnant. When I asked her, she said no, but she looked away when she said it. Rātū. My pepeha is going good, and I got most of my homework right. Learning waiata for our weekend too. Hard as to remember all the words, but sounds awesome when Henry plays the guitar. A bit stink if he's not there. Everyone brings kai now, and we take turns saying karakia before we eat. Rā pare. Went to Auntie Lena's again last night. She told me about karanga. You have to earn the right to do it, she said. Prove you're ready. Don't know why he's getting you young ones to learn. I hope the others turn up, because I don't want to do it. Nah. Auntie Lena took me down to the park in town anyway, over by the river, so no one could hear us. She said a karakia, then did the karanga we've been learning. We walked along the river. Your turn, she said. Lift your chin. Send your voice up and out. My voice shook. Kei te pai e ko, she said afterwards. That's enough for today. Rātū. We practice waiata again. Ngaire, Maria and Marama did their karanga. They sounded awesome as, even though it was only a practice. Rā apa. Went around to see Lisa before she goes to Wellington, but her mother yelled at me. What are you doing here? She shouted. You're the reason she's in all this trouble. You're all the same, you lot. I saw Lisa looking at me from her bedroom window. I waved, but she didn't wave back. Went around to see Auntie Lena afterwards. Mum wasn't home. Ever since Dad left, she does heaps of overtime to make ends meet. The ends might meet, but she's never home. Nah, Auntie Lena said not to worry about Lisa's mother. She's just upset. Lost her mokopuna before it was even born, she said. Rātū. Polder's koro came to the course tonight. Said Polder's been hanging out with the wrong crowd. It's enough to break your heart, he said, and blew his nose on his wide-ass handkerchief that reminded me of Polder's sneakers. Anuru asked if he would come to the marae to help Ahi with his whaikōrero. Rāmere. I'm looking forward to our weekend. Last time I felt like this was at Rainbow's End with my cousins, ages ago. Nervous as because I was worried about the roller coaster, but excited too, wanting to try out the log boat that was too much, my cousin said. The roller coaster was a bit like the karanga I might have to do, and the log boat, that was like all the other things, our pepeha and the stuff we have to say in front of Anuru's whānau on the marae. Rahoroi. Ngaire picked me up. There were tears in Mum's eyes when she waved goodbye. Jeez, Mum, I'm only going away for the weekend, I said. When we got to the marae, Ahi was already there. Said he'd been up since 4 in the morning practicing his whaikōrero and didn't need his piece of paper anymore. We waited for the others to arrive. Then the kuia started to karanga. That's when I heard it again. The whisper, like at the river, and I felt the wind like someone's breath in my hair. Haere mai, haere mai, haere mai ra. I could see Ngaire's hands shaking in front of me. I held my breath and said the words of the karanga I'd learnt in my head. If she stuffed up, I had to do it. But she didn't, and I breathed again. Karanga mai ki o mātou tini mate.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.